time for our second feature now, and Andy Newman is asking for us all to give peace a chance. Our reader is Robin Quine.
When you pen a regular newspaper column for any period of time, you will never be short of people coming up with ideas about what you should write about. These well-meaning suggestions often centre around a simple thought which could easily be expressed in a single sentence, which isn't a lot of help when you're expected to submit 700 words of copy. I suspect that most readers would feel cheated if this page consisted of a solitary paragraph and acres of white space. Often these backseat editors come up with one pithy line or a half-funny joke or even a pun as their offering. I mean, who would build a complete column around a pun? A foodie friend of mine whose attempt at making aioli had resulted in a not very appetising grey, lumpy slop, once dared me to work the phrase garlic sludge into a column. I declined the challenge, and it is only now, some 10 years later, that it will finally grace the pages of the EDP. Sadly, the friend is no longer with us, so will not be able to enjoy the fact that it has finally appeared. I hope that wherever he is now, he is enjoying heavenly garlic mayonnaise. I work in the PR profession, where one of the main aims is to persuade newspaper editors to mention your client's name in relevant articles. A well-established tactic to achieve this is to create the awareness day, or week, or even month. Some of you may be aware that Monday of this week was National Kissing Day, 6th of July. I have to take responsibility for this one. I invented it on behalf of a dental insurer in 1999, based on the premise that the number one turn-off for kissing partners is bad breath, and that regular checkups at the dentist are a vital part of avoiding this affliction. Seeking to boost the media attractiveness of this slightly thin angle, we recruited celebrity chef Raymond Blanc to create a recipe for kissing, which avoided overly pungent ingredients and instead went for foodstuffs which would leave breath eminently kissable. The pudding was a poached peach in lavender coulis. Inevitably, the combination of celebrity food and the suggestion of sex grabbed the media's attention, and the campaign went viral in an era when that word had nothing to do with social media and everything to do with TV appearances and newspaper articles. The food industry has certainly not shied away from the awareness day, week, and the calendar is full of them. If you're a fan of burning food in the garden, I'm afraid you have missed National Barbecue Week, which took place in May. It rained, of course. But this month alone, you can celebrate World Chocolate Day, World Rum Day on the 11th, National Hot Dog Day, the 15th, National Cherry Day, the 16th, and National Tequila Day, 24th. To top it all, this week is Great British Pee Week, which is not a PR campaign for incontinence products, but a celebration of the 160,000 tonnes of peas that British farmers harvest each year, enough for 2 billion portions. This is particularly relevant for our part of the country, as the majority of peas are grown in the eastern half of the UK. Apparently, the average Brit eats nearly 9,000 peas a year, which doesn't actually seem that many when you think about it, especially when people like Janet Harris of Sussex, who once ate 7,715 in 1 hour using chopsticks, are consuming more than their fair share. Now, I'm not saying that just because it is Great British Pea Week, we should all spend between now and next Monday choosing peas as our own vegetable. Nor am I suggesting that just because a 120-gram portion of peas contains more protein than an egg and as much vitamin C as two apples, we should regard them as a health food. No. All I am saying is give peas a chance.